News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, today, councillors, trade unions and stakeholders will meet to discuss the foundations of a pilot project to bring domestic bin collection under public control of Dublin City Centre. It comes as calls have been mounting for bin collections to be operated by one body. We're joined by the Sinn Féin group leader and Dublin City Councillor, Dáithí Doolan, on this. Dáithí, what does this project involve?
Good morning. Well, first of all, it's just, I suppose, to highlight the fact that the waste service here in Dublin has been a disaster since it was privatised in 2012. And that was underpinned by the Institute of Public Administration report that we commissioned that paints a picture of the Wild West, uncontrolled, unregulated, unreliable and not fit for purpose. So what we want to do is make sure that the householders in Dublin have a fit for purpose, modern day, 21st century waste management service. And we believe that the best way to deliver that is bring it back under the control of Dublin City Council and the other local authorities.
Okay, let me stop you there. There is zero chance of that happening, Dáithí.
No, well, there's not. We've been building and working in a spirit of cross-party cooperation, Dublin City Council, with management and the trade unions. And that campaign has received two big boosts this week when the Oireachtasáil Party report that was presented last week called for the department to support a pilot scheme here in Dublin of the remunicipalisation of the waste. And then within 7 days, the Taoiseach's Task Force for Dublin also called for a transition to a single utility company.
See, we had that before. We had that before, Dáithí. And politicians on the hard left ran a campaign against bin charges. And that's what led to the privatisation, because
that's actually incorrect.
Sorry, it's not factually incorrect.
There was a court local case. Councils, no, it was a court case. Excuse me, can I finish my point?
Well, no, let me finish the question, and then I'll let you finish your point. Sorry, Dáithí, let me finish the question, and then you can answer the question. But do let me finish the question. Local councils then decided it just was far too much hassle. They couldn't collect the money from people, and that's why it was privatised.
No, actually it wasn't. It was privatised due to a court case in the early 2000s taken by Panda and Co, brought Dublin City Council and the other three local authorities to court and said that they had to be allowed enter the market and privatise the market. They fought the court case and lost the court case. So the market had to be opened up to privatisation. And there was a report done at the time. And it said that they couldn't compete with the privatisation companies. And it ended up being voted in 2012. There was a vote taken in Dublin City Council that privatised it. They're the facts.
Yeah. And are you saying the campaign against paying bin charges had absolutely nothing to do with that?
None of us want to turn the clock back. I don't want to turn the clock back to pre-2012. What we want to do is focus on progressing this campaign that has now received two major boosts to the momentum of the campaign. And we've been meeting this afternoon with trade unions and other political parties to decide how we can advance it. I don't want to turn the clock back. The residents,
so would there
the
be bin charges? Would there still be bin charges? Under
I
this
actually
new
don't
system.
Know because we're not advanced to that extent. What we're doing right now is engaging with the department as outlined in the task force, engaging with the department as it was recommended by the
Iraqi support. There will still have to be bin charges.
I don't know if there'll be bin charges or not. That is not the point.
But can I ask a question? If there isn't bin charges, how do you encourage people to separate waste? How do you encourage people to reduce waste?
Well, at the moment, people are paying an ever-increasing price for the bins to be collected. It's not comprehensive. 14% of householders in Dublin don't even have a brown bin waste collection service.
Probably because many people refusing to take a brown bin as well, should be said.
Oh, no, absolutely not. This is according to the IPA. This is not me. This is not me on a political soapbox. The IPA carried out an independent piece of research that underlined that 14% of householders who are paying for a brown bin service don't receive it. That is absolutely unacceptable. We are out of sync with the rest of Europe. Other similar cities and capitals across Europe have a single company providing a service or remunicipalising service.
And just out of curiosity, do they pay for it?
Some of them do. Some of them don't. But when they do pay, it's very comprehensive, much more comprehensive than we have here. Your bulk waste is collected. Your cans, your bottles, everything's collected. Your recycling centres are free at the point of delivery. And that's the sort of service we want in Dublin. But we won't have it as long as it remains in the hands of private companies.
But will, just finally on this, like, it's easy and it's politically advantageous to say let's get rid of private private companies, but like, will we still have to pay for it? And will politicians bite that bullet? Will you actually face up to that issue?
I am willing to make the difficult decisions to ensure that we have a comprehensive 21st century waste management service for Dublin. That's my aim. That's the aim of the trade unions and the other political parties who are working in unison to deliver this. Because what we all agree on is the privatisation since 2012 has been a disaster for the environment, the householder and the workers. We want to change that. We don't have the ability to do that. Thank you very much.
Sinn Féin Group here. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
There is a point in getting rid of the multiple agencies that are collecting bins in Dublin. Dublin seems to be
but I don't see how we can avoid paying for it. I really don't. Yeah. I think that's, yeah. Anyway,
we'll see where it goes. Keep messages coming to us 53106 for 30 seconds.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.